Boom.
You guys ready?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah!
Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My drink. Of course, everybody say our normal prayers beforehand. Welcome to Brosé. My name is Matt Casnelli. Joining me as they always do are my bros. From Belmar, New Jersey, it's Mr. Rich Sweeten.
Hi, everybody.
From Haddon Heights, New Jersey, it's Mr. Sean O'Brien.
Hey!
And coming to us live from King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, 27548, he watched, he said, all added up to zero and nothing in his head, it's Mr. Tim Hansen.
Hell yeah.
How you guys doing?
Fabulous.
Wonderful. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you. That's all.
Please do. Please. No. I'm allowing you. I will allow you to tell me.
Thanks,
Judge Mills Lane.
I'm wonderful. Mm-hmm. I'm wonderful.
Terrific. Yeah. That's good. I'm glad. Sean, are you wonderful?
I am. I'm really looking forward. I'm hoping to get like a little bit silly from the wine.
A little bit silly?
Ooh. A little bit silly.
Ooh. We're gonna have a little bit of fun and be a little bad. You know,
be a little Tim, bad drinking an entire wonderful? Bottle of wine. I'm feeling fabulous.
Yeah, be very. Yeah, we could be bad tonight. It'd be funny. Yeah. Do something we're not supposed to.
I did just answer a survey today, and it's like, how often do you drink? And I was just like, about that.
Yeah, I just balanced it out. I just hit the average. I just put that in for a. Preliminary like questionnaire for my my primary care appointment, which I scheduled like 3 weeks ago, which means it's in like 7 months whenever it's available on the calendar. But I was like, how many drinks do you have? I'm like, all right, let's average this out. It's one drink a week.
There you go.
See, this is what else am I supposed to say?
Look, just because the glass is huge doesn't mean it's still more than one drink. Like if you give one giant glass,
it's
Amy
Schumer gif where she's holding like the Yeah. She's holding like the gigantic vat of wine. That's one glass. That's a single glass.
If you get a tray of nachos and you pick one up and six more come, that's still one.
Just
so,
one chip.
Yeah. That's true. It's a frame of mind at that point. You intended to get just one chip. And you same way, like it's like getting the bonus can of soda out of the vending machine. You know, you still only got one soda. You ordered one. I just happen to have 24 ounces of soda now. That's all.
Exactly.
It's a big deal. Yeah, it's all about your mindset going into it. Our mindset is always wonderful here on the Brosé Podcast, and we're available on all major podcasting platforms. I don't know where the bell is. Ah, here we go. Yeah, right over here. That's right. Here it is, the wonderful bell that lets us all about the premise of our show. Holy smokes. We are. This smooth. Is going to be some kind of night. Yeah, it's been quite a week. The premise of our show is very simple. We are four bros. In each episode, we come to our bros with a question for them to answer. Could be about anything. Could be about current events, pop culture. Could be about would you rathers, life, the universe, or anything. All of it is on the table. But whatever question we ask and answer, we do so with a glass of wine and a touch of mirth. But we also take your questions, the listener out there in listener land. So if you have a question you want us to answer on the air with that trademark combination of intelligence and mirth, you can do so by emailing brosequestions@gmail.com. That's brosequestions@gmail.com. But of course, before we do anything, we've got to start with what we are drinking tonight. Tim Hansen, let's start with you.
I didn't feel like being adventurous tonight, so I went for something I knew I already liked and also just already had. As a result. So I'm having Josh Reserve Zinfandel, which is aged in bourbon barrels and fucking delicious. I did finally take Sean's advice about like for reds, you're supposed to like chill them for 20 minutes before you want to drink them. So I did that and it does mellow the initial flavor out a little bit, like not a lot that it's like, this is flavorless now, but like it definitely mellows out some of the harsher notes that I know will develop later, but it's still very delicious.
Excellent. Yeah, hard to go wrong with Josh. I got a Josh something or other sitting upstairs. I think it might be a rosé sitting from friend of the show, David Bennett, sitting around waiting for me to finally break it open.
Nice.
Nice. Sean O'Brien, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking Jersey Peach. Peach wine. I didn't have time to go out today, so we had this peach wine. It's 9% alcohol bro volume, and it just tastes like peach juice. So I'm going to be hungover tomorrow, is the long and short of it.
Terrific. Just pound the whole thing. Combination of the alcohol and the sugar. That's the end of your weekend. Yeah. That's that.
Yeah.
Rich, what are you drinking?
I am drinking One Earth Chardonnay. It's 2019 wine. I bought it because it's got a whale and a deer and a bird and a man with a shovel on it. And I never actually got to chill it, and I took a sip out of it, and I don't like it. I don't like it. Mm-hmm.
You should chill it between episodes.
I should go run and throw it into the
fridge. I was going to say, do it right now.
Yeah, right meow. Right meow.
Right meow. Keep your headset on. We'll listen.
Put it in the micro freezer. There you go. I am drinking a bottle of Val Serena Savonier's, Sangiovese. My goodness. It is a delicious red wine. Oh my goodness gracious. It's a product of Italy, 12.5% alcohol bro volume. It appears to be, it's a Toscana wine, one that I'm not really familiar with, but we've had two bottles of this Val Serena sitting around our house for a long while. I just never got to it. And this is the one that looked most appealing to me tonight. So I grabbed it. It's got a beautiful picture of the sun on the front. And it is a nice red. I'm going to take another sip of it right now. It's interesting. It feels a little lighter than most reds that I've had. I don't know if, you know, maybe a little bit bubblier. It's not like a carbonated beverage or anything like that, but it's got a little bit more air under it, I guess. I'm going to start. That's my new resolution for describing wines, is that even though we've been doing this now for 5 years, I still only know like a little bit of the terminology. So I'm just going to start making stuff up. The tannins. I don't know who they are. I think they live down on Mercer. this one's pretty good. So far, I give it a solid B, but we'll see where the night takes us. Now, brosequestions@gmail.com, as I said, is the email address you want to send your questions to if you're a listener and want us to goof around with the question that you have. But in the meantime, each of us have a question. So who wants to go first? Sean, you said you wanted to skew goofy tonight. You got anything goofy lined up?
I do, actually.
All right.
If you worked at a ballpark slinging glizzies, what would be your yell? Like, I'd be like, "Hot dog, get your dogs here!" Like
classic
1920s.
Yeah. Like, but if you were, if you were slinging dogs, what would be your call?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I would go 1920s voice. Get your hot dogs here.
Yeah,
I think that's the only way to go.
I don't know, like, what else are you gonna do? Like,
I honestly,
carnival barker.
I'd be the wieners guy. I'd be like, come get your wieners here. Nice. Some nice hot wieners.
Get some meat here.
Exactly.
Who wants my meat in their mouth?
You want a nice hot long wiener in your mouth? Come to me.
Last day on the job, here. Last day.
And honestly, Sean, saying you, sir, I would probably do my best to make as many men uncomfortable as possible and just specify, hey, man, do you want my wiener? I'll give you some wieners here.
You look like you deserve some meat in your mouth. That's I wouldn't say wiener. I would just say meat, and it's some reference to mouth.
Mouth. Meat mouth. There we go. Well, I'm proud of us, because, I mean, there's only one direction that could have gone, and I appreciate that we went way down that road as quickly as possible within 5 seconds of Sean asking the question. There's only one avenue that path could have gone. I mean, would you give any other voices? Like, there's only the one, like, traditional, like, you know, hot dogs, popcorn, get your ice cold beer here. Like, yeah. But is there another kind of voice that you would use to get people's attention?
I don't think I have any. I don't have enough fry in my voice to get a good like guttural, like,
you gotta project a lot.
Like, I have to go high newsies. I can't go I can't get that growl. I don't have enough gravel.
Well, that's the one that gets people's attention anyway. Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't know. You're not going to get like a George Takei out there and be like, oh my, hot dogs. Like, that's not going to get over everybody else's babbling.
Mm-hmm. So this is going to go over probably everyone's heads here and most of our listenership, but I'm going to go with it anyway.
That's a terrible joke, that's good podcasting right there.
So when I used to go to Otakon, it was the anime convention in Baltimore every year in the middle of summer, there would be vendors outside. There would just be guys with coolers selling like water, ice cold water. And there was this one specific guy, and maybe a few of our listeners, specifically probably Charlie, would remember this guy. He was the ice cold water guy, and he was this kind of buff, older black dude, and you could hear him all the way across and all the way down the block, and you would just hear ice cold water, only $1.
Pretty good,
and
dude, I love that.
It's like George Thorogood.
I missed that when I went.
That would be me with hot dogs. Nice hot dogs, only $1.
Well, it's not that.
No, that's the problem. They're not going to be a dollar anymore.
No. Well, for Dollar Dog Night.
No, that's going away. That's the point.
Is it really?
That is the origin of this question, is my assumption.
I don't know, perhaps. It's probably related. But like the algorithm made that connection for me. But gotcha. Dollar Dog Night, no longer a thing. It's going to be 2-for-1.
Yeah, the BOGO night, which, by the way, in terms of, like, they can give me all the rationale.
Pelting a security guard with hot dogs. Oh, no.
Yeah, shut up.
They can give me all the safety rationale.
They already made
their
money. Fuck off.
Yeah, this is the Phillies giving up Dollar Dog Night. I'm just going to say right out, we're not winning the World Series this year.
Mm-mm. So, no.
The vibes are off. You've gotten rid of Dollar Dog Night.
It's like when they built taller than William Penn.
Dollar Dog Night was...
Comcast ruined it for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It was really the only good time for somebody who had celiac to go, because it made like reasonable priced hot dogs for them. Like, they, even the gluten-free stand had dollar hot dogs with Dollar Dog Night. Even though their gluten-free bread, it's probably more than a dollar. They definitely lost money on Dollar Dog Night. It was the only reason it would make me to go. It was only affordable way for me to go to a game. Just be like, all right, well, I can get 5 hot dogs and be happy.
The key is you just got to suck it up and get the sweet. This doesn't help you, Rich, with the gluten-free bit, but like the food-wise, you get a Fed donuts. So you get the sweets at the ballpark. You get a bag of donuts for like $5 or $6, and it's like, yeah, it's not necessarily like you're not getting like a protein-filled meal, but like if you're talking about bang for your buck, you're still getting like 4 donuts or something like that. Not bad.
Definitely. Yeah. All right. So my voice would...
Yeah, you're a $6 dog.
My voice would probably be... oh, Mickey's Meats! Who wants Mickey's Meats? Make the happiest place on earth in your mouth!
That's when you get the statement from the Phillies, like, we would like to address some of the complaints out of Section 401 that is an independent contractor and not directly affiliated with the Philadelphia Phillies. We strongly condemn his actions.
As of today, I've signed my offer letter. I'm a full-time employee. Fuck that.
Hell yeah.
Man. Damn. Nice. There you go. Okay. Parlaying the real into the hypothetical right there. I like that. So now you don't have to stoop to going and slinging ballpark dogs with the Mickey Mouse voice out in left field at Citizens Bank Park.
Correct. I could just do it as I type up a professional email and curse at them in the Mickey voice all day long.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Customer service, fuck it up again.
Maybe you should have read paragraph 3 of my last email. I guess like my monster truck driver voice, like the monster truck announcer voice, is like
Sunday.
You're still just $2. Like, yeah, that might be the best thing
Bubba's
I got.
But
I don't think that's gonna work. Yeah, okay, yeah, the generic like dude, bro, Bubba's Brews and Boobs, like Dude Bro commercial that I think really has finally expired, because like now all the commercials are like, hey, I'm a regular guy and I just like beers, you know, like they don't like the super aggro voice anymore for like your Buffalo Wild Wings. I would bring it back. I'd bring back aggro over masculine, you know, kid seats are still just $5 voice to sling my hot dogs around. But I don't know if that would work.
I think so. I think we're longing for
it. I stand for
it.
We need it. We need it in our lives.
Yeah. You know what it is? It's like men just aren't men anymore. That's what it is. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, hold up.
We just need to be a little bit more masculine and start tanning our bathing suit areas some more. Anyway, any other thoughts on the hot dog, being a hot dog barker at the ballpark? What kind of voice you would use? The cadence. The cadence is important. I think Rich is onto something with the cadence. Like if you have a very memorable cadence to the announcement, like it's going to be memorable. Like even if you don't have
turns into
like
an earworm,
perfect, like ballpark. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you'll have people specifically, you'll have people sitting in your section to get hot dogs from you because they just remember you. You got return customers going right there.
Mm. Very much so. Very much so. Mm-hmm. All right. Who wants to go next?
I got a quick one.
I can. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
All right. If you had a choice between these three locales for a week-long vacation, which would you pick? Not including travel, just like the destination.
Okay.
Mexico.
You teleport there. You're there. Okay.
Yeah. Mexico, Japan/Taiwan. Which I know are different countries. I am aware. Yeah. Or a cruise in the Bahamas.
Now, what
I'm not offering. So Martha and I have like a thing with, from our honeymoon, we essentially have like weeks of extremely discounted like stuff that we can do in Cancun, and like we can give weeks to other people. So, like, at some point, we need to use those, but also, it's expensive to go to Cancun for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then another friend, a friend of ours, just came back from spending a couple weeks going to Japan and then Taiwan for Chinese New Year. He's like, I want to go again, and I want to bring friends. And then my sister asked if we wanted to go on a cruise in, like, 2025, like, end of the year. And it's like, I don't have money for any of these things. So now it's just a hypothetical of like, which location do I like better?
So for me, it would end up being, it's not really a toss up. Honestly, it'd probably more likely be Mexico. The foodie in me would have to say Mexico. As much as I want to go to Japan, it's harder for me to eat in Japan than it would be for me to eat in Mexico. And so it would end up having to be Mexico, or like Mexico first, then the cruise, because like the cruise, they're obviously going to have options, but like a cruise, there's only so much. And I think a cruise would get boring after about 2 or 3 days. Whereas Mexico, you can go to a bunch of different places and see more things, and it might not be as all inclusive, so it might be more expensive, but might be a nice, fun event to do.
I mean, you don't go to Mexico and not get all inclusive. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on.
You're going to a resort. You're not going to Mexico. You're going to a resort in Mexico.
Essentially, the way our thing works out is we're only paying the all-inclusive fees. Like, we just get to pick a room. Like,
yeah.
I was like, bet. Awesome.
Well, see, that's the thing. So, in my mind, like, when you're thinking going to cruise, the cruise is not necessarily all-inclusive, but it's pretty damn close to all-inclusive when it comes to those kind of trips. You're going to Mexico. If you're going to a resort, you're probably going to an all-inclusive. You're not necessarily going and like going to the cities and everything like that, or at least it doesn't sound like you would be. So that's why I'm going with Japan, because in my mind, all of these sound like close to once in a lifetime type of trips, but I can always like, I can see myself being like, all right, we'll go to Mexico this year. And then maybe in like 5 to 10 years, we'll go again, or we're going on a cruise now. Maybe we'll go again in like 10 years or something like that. Japan for me, at least at this point in my life, is like, this is going to be it if I go to Japan. Like, this is going to be the one time I go, and it's going to be the one place where, like, yeah, there's tons of touristy stuff you can do, but like, it's not going to be like the all-inclusive where it's like, this is amazing and the food's great and the drink's great, but you're just chilling for the most part. Same thing with the cruise. Japan is like, you're going to go see some cool stuff. You're going to see the cities. You're going to try all the food, the authentic Japanese food. You're gonna see all the cool cultural stuff that you want to see. Like that seems like the way to go if you're gonna pick one of those of the three. If you're saying like, okay, travel, the travel time is not a concern, the cost is not an option, or not an option, but not a concern for the purposes of this question, I'm gonna go with Japan.
Solid choice. I'm definitely interested
anywhere.
Yeah, and honestly, going to Mexico, that's kind of what it would be. It's just like, I'm just going to enjoy the fuck out of this all-inclusiveness. Yeah. I love day drinking in a pool for the entirety of the day is one of my favorite things.
Sure, man. And look, man, that's an amazing trip. That would be a phenomenal time, too. But that's closer to what I can do, like going to the beach or going to the Outer Banks than, just around here. It's closer to that. It's better, but it's closer to that.
Yeah. Mm. I'm also really excited for the possibility of going to Japan, because it's just like in getting back into my hobby of building Gundams and models and stuff. It's like I could get them way cheaper in Japan and then just put them in my carry on and come home.
Yeah. Forget about importing. You're just stuffing all that stuff in your bag and bringing it back. What would your choice be of the three?
I would pick Japan for the same reason as you, Matt, because like all inclusives more or less are just all inclusives and that's anywhere. Whereas like Japan, I think has the close, like when I went to the Dominican Republic for my honeymoon, it wasn't in an all inclusive and that was really fun. But when I went to France and we did a bunch of like stuff and like, we were like, like it's not like the only thing there isn't tourism. Like, I don't know. I think it's, you get more, I would get more out of the like cultural experience of it than just like, because like you said, I can just, if I really wanted to, I could buy like 4 cases of beer and just sit at home for a weekend. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it's a little bit different and I'm not going to be making pina coladas all day. But like,
Sean's all-inclusive living room.
Yeah, but I do think I would, I think I would get more out of Japan. Because as like a whole thing, I think that interests me a little bit more than just like chilling and partying. Because there are levels of that I can do for real, like now.
Oh, yeah.
I like the idea of waking up on your couch just being like, this is the fourth day in a row they've had a Mario Kart tournament on deck 4.
Yeah.
Tracing across and the living room, like, turn on your Switch.
I can only get my trophy so many times.
My dream vacation would be to go to Japan. It's just, unfortunately, it's hard to eat. So it's hard for me to eat in Japan. Because everything is made with soy sauce. So,
you're right. I forgot about soy sauce. I was like, I don't know if there's a lot of like.
You specify the old tamari sauce. Yeah.
I was like, I didn't think rice had gluten in it.
Rice doesn't, but most of their sauces start with soy sauce. So it makes it harder. But like a lot of the frying and they do is like cornstarch and not flour. So like fried products, I generally probably would be fine eating. But like tempura, I think is flour. I don't know. It'd be a lot more research that I would have to do, and it would probably be a lot harder. I definitely would need a translator with me to help find all the right stuff for me to be able to eat, and it would be such a hassle. I want to go to Japan.
Whereas on a cruise are an all-inclusive, you say at the beginning, hey, I'm gluten-free, and then at the beginning of every meal they have a person who runs up to you and be like, I heard you're gluten-free, and they're like, yes, that is one small part of my identity, but it is important to this meal. And they're like, oh yes sir, hold on one second, and they give you the thing.
Yeah.
What happened on my wife's cruise, which my wife and I went on a Mediterranean cruise for our honeymoon. And a month before the cruise, they called me and were like, hey, are there any allergies you need to know about? It's like, well, the big one is my wife is allergic to ibuprofen. But she also she's allergic to strawberries. But like the big thing is can't give her ibuprofen. And so at the beginning of every single meal, they had a dude come up and say, I heard there's somebody here who's got a strawberry allergy. Like, yes, you just won't order anything with strawberries in it. We're going to be like, oh, I'll have the shrimp peel off. And then like, whoops, the strawberries fell in.
Oh, no.
Oops.
I didn't realize she was allergic to strawberries.
Cooked in the same kitchen as strawberry. strawberries and actually shellfish, as a matter of fact. So yeah, yeah. Which is a bummer because I'll do this. My daughter is loves strawberries, and the first time I gave her a strawberry, she loved it. She was going like, And so I called my wife when she was on her way from home from work, and I framed this excitement in possibly the worst way imaginable, which was just, hey, have you ever given Jordan a strawberry before? And she was like, no, what happened? And I was like, no, she's fine. She's really happy. But she was like, oh, no, I passed down my strawberry allergy. You gave her a strawberry and her throat's closing up. Like, no, no.
Is she supposed to turn blue afterwards? That seems weird.
Yeah, yeah. There are Oompa Loompas singing a song now about her, and her head's expanding and she's floating away. Yeah, it's weird. But anyway, I don't think we should give them to her anymore.
Good call.
Any other thoughts on Tim's trips?
Have fun, Tim.
Oh, yeah. Hey, none of these are happening anytime soon.
Have fun in Nippon.
Mm-hmm. I would love to go. I want to go there. Taiwan, I'm less interested in, but also the person I'd be going with is more familiar with Taiwan. So it's like, also, that could be great.
There you go.
I would love to go to North Korea, or not North Korea. Wow. That was wrong. That was the wrong one.
Stoked to go to North Korea.
Totally, Tim, you might like it so much you'll never leave.
Accurate. I will love it so much. Yeah. They make sure people feel so welcome.
Yeah. I heard it's home of the world's best golfer, Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
No, but I would love to go to Korea.
One, the first time you ever did it.
I would love to go to Korea because I also have a bunch of connections from high school to be like, hey, guys, want to hang out for the first time in like 16 years?
Mm-hmm. There you go. I'm back. All right. You guys want a goofy one or a serious one?
Goofy.
Goofy. All right. We'll keep this episode easy. Easy breezy. We'll save the trying stuff for later. So what piece of millennial internet slang grinds your gears? Not talking Zoomers. I'm talking our generation. Millennial internet slang that, like, retrospect, you're kind of like, oh, this sucks. And the reason I bring this up is because my daughter gets this pack of toys every couple of months. We sign up for the subscription service. And they have, like, a little book that's like, okay, for this age, here are some things that you should be thinking about, and here's some things that you can do to play with your child at this age group, and so on and so forth. And the most recent book, I was flipping through it, and there's a page about just like emotional intelligence for children, and it's titled All the Feels. And I felt myself like cringing inward, and I was like, oh God, did we talk like that? We did, didn't we? Like that one.
I still do.
Shortly after, oh my God, it's just, we do a lot of infantile stuff on the internet, but man, that just feels like, oh my God, it's got all the feels. Like I was like, it felt gross just saying it now. Like, cause it's been like, we're like 10 years on from all the feels, and I just like, I can't take it. So what's your least favorite piece of millennial slang that you've seen on the internet? Phrase you just saw way too much, or you just didn't like when you saw it.
I really hate it when someone comments this on a post that really makes me so upset, because the like exists for exactly that. Like that is your endorsement. Like, are you,
you're not anything into the conversation.
You're just kind of trying to catch some stray clout by being like, you know what I mean? Like, this person made a good point, and I would have made it if I had been here 3 hours ago.
Or had any creativity of my own.
Exactly. It's so frustrating. Right. Like, you can just,
you could have given a like up. but instead you said this so that on the off chance that you might get some people who like you saying this in this, when you're just getting a like fest under a comment, like, yeah, God, it's a mess. This
shit. How about you bananas guys? I really hated the like rars and adding a ton of X's in front of things, or Z's in front and behind things, like on names. And it's just like,
that's a mid-2000s internet slang right there.
I hated it then. I still do. Like, I'll say rar, like, because I'm literally just, I just need a sound effect, but like, it's not I'm not basing my fucking personality around that and like the fucking little emotionally damaged bunnies in those stickers. So like
Larzors. This Roxors.
Yeah. I also dated one of those people, so that's bad taste on my part.
I can color your opinion as well when you have that kind of emotion towards somebody who used that language all the time. Yeah. It's funny. I was telling Sean the other day, my wife very kindly for Valentine's Day got me the new Persona 3 game, the remade version. And they have this one character that you can talk with who's just using a whole bunch of like old school, like 2000s leet speak. Because you're talking to them online. And it's just like, and it's, I grew up during this era. And I read it. And it's like, this is borderline unintelligible. Like, I can't understand a word this person is saying in this game. Like I just like clicking her. How do I respond? I don't know. I don't know what they said.
I saw a thread this week that said, let's bring back leet speak spelled in leet.
Yeah.
And then someone just responded in like old English and it's like, I think you misunderstood what was happening. Oh, are we not talking about the year? So then they responded still in old English, but typed in leet. And it was like, this is just getting better.
Oh my God. Rich, what piece of millennial internet slang grinds your gears?
I mean, this one wasn't quite internet slang, but I always hated it. It was finna. I hated finna.
I'm finna stay out of New York, get out of work early or whatever.
Yeah, but like they weren't saying fit into. They were saying finna. Like because
that's what it means.
It means fit into, but it also like people were using it as slang for gonna. Which, like, if you're going to say finna or gonna, they are you're not saving any time between the two.
Nah, but one sounds more thug.
Yeah.
I think is a specific, like, there's a cultural aspect to that as well. That's not, you're correct. Mm-hmm. It's not internet, but there's certainly like a demographic aspect to that. And I'll put that's as lightly as I'll put it.
Yeah. Whenever I heard finna, it made me cringe a little bit. I'm just like, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Is that millennial?
Or is that just like, that's New York.
I was going to say that's New York, but I also feel like I've only started hearing that this is really old. I remember we started hearing that over the last like 5 or 6 years. I always thought that was, Brooklyn, New York, but also like specifically like Gen Z Brooklyn, New York, but maybe I'm just that sheltered.
No, I might have some memory of hearing it while I was working at McDonald's.
Sure.
Which was like prior to 2012. But like, I don't remember when I first started hearing finna. It's just, I know is that like anytime I heard it, it made me cringe a bit. I was just like, I don't like finna.
It's because post 2008, because I don't think I heard it for the first time until after high school. But definitely not. If anything, I haven't heard it recently.
Yeah, I haven't heard it in a long time.
And when I have heard it, I've like read it in a meme or something like that. I'm like, I hate this. Yeah. I also don't particularly like it, but
if I had to guess, knowing all this, I would say that then actually this word has been this phrase has been around for close to 20 years, and it's just that probably. We're four white dudes with a podcast and didn't.
What? Yeah. You're white?
I know, shocking, because my dad was a polar bear and my mother is actually the color white. Yeah.
I feel like I've been living a lie. Our friendship is a lie.
I mean, how do you think I feel?
He's just finding this out now, by the way. Like, he didn't know his dad was a polar bear until yesterday.
The only reason I brought it up was because my dad just emailed me with, like, your parents' test. Like, hey, I'd like to follow up with you on me being a bear. So, any other pieces of millennial internet slang that bother you guys?
I did
say
a thing.
Louder for the people in the back. I did a
thing. I say it louder. I was gonna lump that in with this because it's the same.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's just longer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say it louder for the people in the back. You, sir, have won the internet.
Oh my god. I still see that all the time.
Gross.
And it, every time I see it, I'm like, my goodness. My goodness. Who are you?
Yeah. I don't even know.
There's so much internet.
You
can't win the whole thing.
Yeah. There's so much there.
Here's the millennial thing, internet and non-internet thing that, like, probably no one likes anymore still. The game. The game.
Yeah, came back to early 2000s. I just lost the game.
We all lost the game.
We did lose.
Sure did. Oh, boy. All right. Rich.
Oh,
the last one on deck. It is.
All right. Something silly. We're a silly episode. All right. Is there something that you do that you constantly ask yourself? I basically asked this question recently, but I just want to talk about the fact that I bought Red Robin. I'm disappointed every time I get it.
Red Robin.
Is there a restaurant that you order from that every time you order from it, you're disappointed and you ask yourself, why do you still order from this restaurant? Because every time I order from Red Robin, I am just absolutely disappointed with my meal. It's delivery, so you got to take in the delivery aspect of it, but I always have to air fry my fries that I get whenever they show up. And it's a disappointing meal. But, you know, I just want a fucking burger, and there's nowhere to have a burger in this general area that's gluten-free besides Red Robin. So, like, that's all I've got.
It's funny, because a couple weeks ago, I had Red Robin for the first time in years, about a month ago. And we got it takeout. We just ate it in the car right there. And I thought it was pretty damn good. But it also was, we ate it right away. We didn't get it delivered or whatever.
Yeah.
And it wasn't gluten-free.
And it also wasn't gluten-free. Like, it didn't have that saddled with it as well. Food that I'm always like, I'll tell you what. This is not one that I like ordering, but I wind up like going along with it because A, my wife likes it. And B, I always sort of talk myself into it. Is this local bar, prominent local bar in Cherry Hill called Kaminsky's. And Kaminsky's has been around forever. Long old school hangout of like the 70s, 80s, like Philly sports guys, like Ron Jaworski would be there and stuff like that. So it's been around forever. It's got a good reputation. And my wife gets this soup, this like Greek soup there that starts with an A. It's like avignon. I cannot pronounce it for the life of me. I don't remember what it's spelled like. But it's very good. She likes it a lot. And so she likes ordering Kaminsky's to get that soup. And she's always like, can we get Kaminsky's? I'm going to get the soup and, you know, like a salad or something like that. And I'm like, I don't know. But they're an old school bar. And so I'm like, well, surely they've got some good bar food. And I'm going to get some buffalo chicken tenders or something like that. And they're gross. They're disgusting. They're covered in like way too much oil. The sauce isn't very good. I'm like, all right, we'll try. I think I got like dumplings one other time. They're gross. They're still gross. Like, it's just not very good. And like it was a perfect combination of like doesn't taste good and also I feel like shit after eating it because it's just, you know, dunked in grease and, you know, really oily and stuff like that. And it's just not very good. But my wife likes the soup, so I always like when she wants, I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'll go along. I'll get some Kaminsky's. If you're ordering out, I'll get Kaminsky's too. And it just never, never, ever pans out.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to local favorites, Kaminsky's. And sorry to Ron Jaworski, too. I feel like I owe him an apology.
Jaws.
Yeah.
I do love
Jaws
that,
played,
like,
by the way, Rich. Jaws played when Ray Dittinger was covering the Eagles. Ray Dittinger, of course, author of Finished Business. And
I thought he was just a 007 villain.
I know who Jaws is.
Yeah. I just want to draw that connection to you. Because Ray Dinger's a Hall of Famer, and Jaws, I don't know if he's, I don't think Jaws is a Hall of Famer, but.
He owns golf courses.
He owns Riverwinds Golf Course right down the street from me in Deptford, which has a beautiful hole that you're up here, and it's right on the, you're up here, all the way up top of this hill, and it's a par three, and the green is at the bottom of the hill, and it's right on the water. It's a gorgeous hole.
Gotta stop talking about people's holes that way.
Look, Charles's hole.
He's friends with the
near the water.
Did you know he's friends with the guy who runs Amco Mechanics? They're his friends. AAMCO.
What?
They're not just like a, it's not just a company that he sponsors. They're his buddies. Yeah, they're friends of his. Funny. Like he invites them over to his house all the time. It's not just a paid sponsorship that he has.
Double A, boop, boop.
Boop, boop. MCO. Tell him Jaws sent you. Goddamn. All right. Sean, Tim.
Oh, okay. I forgot what I had to think back. I had to like work my way back to what the question was. So not recently, but when I was working at Edible Arrangements, there was a Chinese place that was in the same shopping center. And one time I had the best General Tso's chicken I've ever had in my life. And I was like, hell yeah. Then I proceeded to get it again, like the next week, and it was garbage, absolute trash. And I was like, and so for the next like 2 years or whatever, I would go there at least once a week, to try to like hit that magic again. I'm trying to like get that high, and I could
chasing that high ever since.
And it was so wild because like I did it for like a month, and I kept going on this like on Tuesday, and I was like, okay, I haven't gotten it. Maybe it's on a different day. So I would like switch days, and then be like, and then I had to do that again because like, what if they were sick that day?
Like Charlie Day trying to find Pepe Silvia.
This tale is amazing.
And so I think that there were three times over the course of those 2 years where I ate there like at least once a week where it was so good. But it was like I went knowing I would be disappointed, which honestly made the success a little bit sweeter.
You're expecting a low bar, it's like, oh shit!
Yes! This is the week! Everything's coming up, Sean!
I need to know who's in the kitchen right now!
Yeah. Terrific. As it works, it's so close. It's so close.
I can't think of anything recently because if I don't like a thing, I just be like, I'm never going. Mm-hmm. That's it. Oh, we're getting food here. Cool. I'm going somewhere else. But I do think it's funny that the couple of places that I've had like groups of friends. Yeah, I've had groups of friends that are like, oh, we love this place. This is our go-to. Or, oh, this is our go-to. And then I go, and I'm like, why? Like, it's not bad, but, like, it's not amazing enough to be your go-to. McKenzie's is fine. Pizzeria Uno's is fine. it's not all that. It's not like, oh, my God, it's fucking amazing. It's fine.
Well, I mean, if you live in this general area and your go-to is Pizzeria Uno, you have a lot to look in. You have a lot of retrospection to do yeah. for your life.
Look like, inward.
Like, it's Pizzeria. You live in some of the best pizza in the nation, and you're going to Uno's. Come on now.
You do, but I allow no slander toward Pizzeria Uno, because I love Chicago-style pizza. And listen, man, Plaza Pizzeria is not serving me any Chicago-style pizza. Pizzeria Uno's hooking me up.
Yeah. It's good. It's just not like, oh my God, this is our place. I need to go back all the time. Like, that's just, it ain't it.
I think I lost all of you.
But like I said, no, you're back. I think. Oh,
there he's back. He's back.
Ooh, there he is.
I'm back now. How much did you hear?
Oh, we heard you say you won't take slander from Pizzeria Uno.
And you love Chicago style deep dish.
I do, correct. That's the gist of it. Yeah.
We got the cliff notes. That's what we needed. But so the only place I can think of that I like would go to regularly and was always disappointed, to the point where it became a meme in my family. When we lived in Oxford when I was in high school. Oxford, not a lot out there, not a lot of options. So, like, if I was home for a weekend and we went out for breakfast, it was this place called the Post House. And every single time, I'd be like, because I don't eat eggs, I don't have a lot of options. And, like, French toast makes me wary because if you put too much eggs in it, it's like, cool, this is just eggs on toast. Don't fucking want it. But, like, how do you fuck up pancakes? So I'll get the pancakes. I'll be like, oh, these are terrible. They taste like rubber. Like, this is really bad. And, like, I would eat it because I'm not going to waste my mom's money, and I do need to eat. And if I don't eat it, I'm not getting other food. That's just not happening.
Mm-hmm.
But it literally got to a point where, like, one of those days, I was just like, ah, you got to remind me not to get the pancakes at the post house. And my brother immediately is like, hey, don't get the pancakes at the post house. And, like, three times before we left, someone else made that joke. And now, like, that was 2005, 2006. It is 2024, and the last time I saw my mom, she reminded me not to get the pancakes out of the post at the post house for no reason. Like, it's an ongoing meme, and it's just like, yeah, no, I get it. Please stop. But it's just like I every single time I'd be like, how do I not remember this? This is terrible. This is a horrible experience, and apparently I'm just blocking it out of my mind.
Tough.
Yes.
Any other places you keep ordering from, even though you always regret it every single time?
Wawa. Anytime I go to Wawa, I'll eat Wawa stuff, and I'll just be like, this wasn't satisfying.
Shouldn't have done this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one's your own fault.
And then the same with Chipotle as well.
I just had Chipotle for dinner, and it was not great. But yeah. Chipotle is like the General Tso's, where every once in a while you'll get a perfect burrito, and you're like, but in like the majority of the time it's just like eating, you know, you eat rice, then your meat, then your cheese.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And so, but
I haven't gotten a burrito from Chipotle in years. It's always a bowl.
Mm-hmm. And that's pretty how you much mitigate for that reason. That, but man.
All right. Good stuff. I think that's the end of the episode, guys. That's the end.
Show's we did almost it.
Done.
Oof.
That's forever. We're going off the air, ladies and gentlemen.
But nice knowing you. The Bros A Podcast, of course, is available on all major podcasting platforms. You can follow us on all sorts of social media. We're on X at @Bros_podcast. We're on Facebook at Bros A Podcast. And we're on Instagram at @Bros_podcast. And if you have a question you want us to answer on the air, email it to brosaquestions@gmail.com. That's brosaquestions@gmail.com. Huge thanks, as always, to Mary O'Brien, who compiles any listener questions we get, to Tess Riley for editing our show, to Shannon Vogel, who designed our world-famous logo. You can find Shannon's work at, oh boy, it's a different name now. I'm going to have to look it up. It used to be the Vogel Art Shop.
Is it Vogel 3D Art now?
It is Vogel 3D Art. You're correct. It's Vogel 3D Art on Facebook. But you can also look her up at her storefront on Etsy.com. And of course, our theme music is the song When by Steven Siebert, and you can listen to Steven's work at the Free Music Archive. Time for plugs and handles, Rich. We'll start with you.
Twitch.tv/... You can check me out on Twitter @B_Walnuts. And then Twitch.tv/B_Walnuts. We're on video game streaming Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday. Probably still playing Final Fantasy VII. And, oh, Timmy's back on Tuesdays, every other Tuesday. And we're playing A Way Out first. Starting with A Way Out and then other games.
Oh, I've heard of it. I forgot.
I was going to make sure you were still down after this. So.
Totes.
But there now. I made sure you're still down.
And if we beat that too fast, Helldivers.
Well, it's Monster Hunter first, because I don't have the money for Helldivers right now.
Okay.
Look, I want it. We'll talk.
Sean, we'll take it offline.
You can find me on Twitter at @HeyItsSOB. And you can find me throwing frisbees at OB Disc Golf.
Tim Hansen, what about you?
You can find me on X at Tim R. Hansen. You can find me on, is it Blue Tree? What's the thing we were talking about
Blue
last
Sky.
Time?
Blue Sky.
Blue Sky. Blue Sky at, fuck, I forgot what name I came up with. McDerp? Umbop McDerp or something like that?
Yeah.
Something very intuitive.
Yeah, totally intuitive. And just to clarify, it's Vogel 3D Crafts. Is Shannon Vogel's thing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I had to look it up because I wanted to make sure we were plugging the right thing. Gotta give her the props that she deserves. And she makes very pretty dice, among other things. Look, it's a little weasel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you can catch me on X talking into the void, enjoying tech things and retro game stuff and interacting with all that jazz.
You can follow me on X at mkaznel. That's mkaznel. I had a good plug, and I can't think of it right now. So instead, I'm going to backtrack and, of course, plug my brother's band, Alex Kaznel, and the board of directors. They're touring like crazy this month. They tour. They had five days in a row. They just finished touring, and then they're playing again the 16th, which is going to be past this date. But if you're out at the Company Pickett Music Revival, this is all in the Midwest, so this is more Ohio, Michigan, anything like that. If we by chance have any listeners in that area. But they're playing the Company Pickett Music Festival on the 23rd and the Southgate House Revival on the 28th. And they've had a couple of podcast appearances recently. Look, here's what you do. You go to bandcamp.com and you search for Alex Kaznel on the board of directors, or you go to Facebook or Twitter and follow Alex Kaznel on the board of directors there. You get all the tour dates. You get all the updates. You can buy their music. You buy the recent EP Parachute, which came out a couple months ago and is very, very good. Just go support the band. It's a good time. And shout out to the bassist, the wonderful Heather Sampanis, who I've not met Heather personally, but she keeps sending Jordan gifts for like Christmas and her birthday. And I'm like, holy shit, this is great. This is phenomenal. She's a wonderful, wonderful person and a great bassist. So yeah, big shout out to the board of directors. Excellent work out of them. All right. That's it. Say goodbye to the gentle listeners, everyone.
Bye.
Four. Tim Hansen, Rich Sweeten, Sean O'Brien, and the entire Action Moves team. My name is Matt Kaznel, reminding you all, be smart about being stupid.